The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $1.99. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $3.99. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $2.99. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
We're recording. You guys, thanks for joining us at the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast. Is
you
that
guys,
what we're doing?
We're podcasting right now. I'm going to warn you. I'm just going to try to slow this train, but I don't think I can stop it because Kristen's on a tear today.
I'm on a tear. And I wore comfortable clothes because I knew I would gesture a lot.
Yep.
I feel like she
was going to sweat some.
I'm going to sweat. I actually am. Kind of started that situation. My thighs are rubbing a lot.
I don't know. I have a whole butt sweat situation going, but that's neither here nor there. But I'll tell you where you are. It's the I'm Mom So Hard podcast. You can listen to us wherever podcasts are listened to.
You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. We'd like it if you would rate, review, and subscribe. We're supposed to say that, and our kids tell us you got to say it faster and right away. That's what they say.
And say it in a real dopey voice like the YouTubers do because we're on YouTube.
We're on YouTube. Go to our page and watch us on our YouTube
page. Hey, everybody. Go to our page and watch the video. Life hacks. And also, this is your mom time, so keep your kids away.
Keep your kids out of it. We'll drop some words we don't mean to.
And
we're giving you fair warning, which is not what happened at the Academy Awards last night. Oh, hold on, Casey's giving us weird.
Casey's like, look out, there's your Chipotle stash in the shot then.
Who cares?
Here, is it moving it?
Who cares?
We got to be tight, so it's okay.
Chipotle in the background.
I don't mean my butt cheeks. I mean my...
Where our butts are not tight after...
The framing on us.
Chipotle should literally sponsor this podcast because we sponsor them regularly.
By the way, Chipotle, I did my son's DNA test. And it came up 100% Chipotle. The award season is it's the Super Bowl season for Kristen. It's the Final Four. It's her favorite. She loves everything about... She actually watches a lot of TV and movies. I don't. I do tune in occasionally to the award shows for the outfits and the gossip. The speeches.
I'm getting like excited.
I also am one of those people. I'm not cynical about it, but I am a little bit like, you know, she's giving me a dirty look right now, but I understand where like actors are being somebody else for a lot of times. And so when they win an award, they want to be themselves and like actually
and we
share
like them
a
less.
Bit of themselves. And then we're like, oh, you're intolerable. some of them, but you know, in case in point.
Okay. So the big thing that we're going to talk about today, obviously at the 2022 Academy Awards, was the slap that was heard around the world. Will Smith slapped Chris Rock at like halfway through the Academy Awards on live television. I have so much to unpack about that. I'm a brewing kettle right now. I don't even know where to put it all, but I want to start out with your favorite subject, which is the fashion of the night.
When Billie Eilish walked down the red carpet, I said this to my husband because we didn't watch the whole thing. We had to do like bedtime routine and all that kind of stuff.
I watched it 2 hours before the awards started.
I know, and then I was
with the red carpet when they would let me walk the red carpet. I was like, oh, hey, I think that's my kid's third grade teacher
Kristen
on the red
volunteered
carpet.
Volunteered to go scrape gum.
I 100%. You would see me in every shot of every part of every interview if I was allowed there. Fiji water girl, step aside.
Yeah,
you've got Kristen from My Mom So Hard coming on strong. And then there would just be Jen going, I gotta take her away. She's a...
I'm sorry, everybody. I'd be wearing a t-shirt that says, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah. And you know what? I would have a t-shirt that says, I'm not.
But Billie Eilish, when
God,
she
I gasped.
Walked, I gasped. I said to Brett, I go, I think she's going to be one of those stars of the century. Like, even though she's early, like, she's an amazing, like, singer and songwriter. And then when she's on SNL, too, I'm like... Take a knee. You have to be so great at everything.
She's great
Billie
at everything.
Eilish, she's amazing.
She has the most, like, her haunting voice and her beautiful blue eyes. I feel like I'm 14 all over again. But the thing I like about her is she is not a twig, and she does not want to share her form with everybody. She's very busty. She's been known for saying, like, I just don't feel comfortable, like, being in skin tight clothes all the time.
Dress for you, girl.
Dress for you. And I like that she wears this big, drapey, gothy, whatever stuff. And then don't be afraid. Like, she will, like, she when she was in Vogue, like, turn it around and wear the most beautiful, like, va-va-voom, voluptuous outfit. Because she can. But she gets to decide how and who gets to see her body. And I think that says all the right things.
She's a trendsetter in fashion and in the arts.
And in her shows and her concerts, she wears biker shorts and t-shirts, which you and I can both get behind. Because that is a flattering outfit on anybody.
You know what? We definitely know what it's like to perform and need comfortable clothing because it's a lot hard. I don't know how Cher does it. And I think maybe Cher, maybe get biker shorts and a t-shirt from now on.
I don't know. Cher's got it. Like, bravo to you, Cher. One of the most, like... iconic outfits ever worn at the Academy Awards. I can't remember the year.
The feathers
it was
one?
The feathers year, and it was like it's like literally in the museum right now. You guys, this is what I spend my time on. I do need to get to be a better parent, but I want to talk about this all day. Okay.
Okay. So
red carpet number one with a bullet, Zendaya. Hello. The night.
Which one was her outfit?
Oh my God, it was Valentino. And it was like a half. Satin white shirt with this like very modern jewelry that was just like one piece, but her hair was like up and she wore this nude lip and her eyes were really smoky. And then I'm getting goosebumps talking about it. Who am I? And then she wore this like what looked like it was a heavy like crystal skirt that was shimmery, but it just was like the most. And the shirt was like cropped. So it just like covered her top. And I was like, you take my breath away. You win. You win the night. And when all that fuss was happening that we're going to talk about later, she was looking down at her phone like, y'all are acting like fools. And you know what I say to her? Bravo. I love her so much.
Well,
I need to calm down.
I have to start out by saying I don't really know anybody's name. I really don't. Oh, God, I really don't. Like... So I'm going to say that person a lot. But you'll get it. But there was... So
yeah,
bad.
We need to have a Housewives show because I will be the exact 100% same. I'll be like, wait, is this Housewives of Chapman, Nebraska? I don't know. What are we talking about?
I don't know. But there were a couple outfits I liked. Let me tell you. Who...
Lead me and I'll tell you who it was.
Okay. She was there with, I believe, her sister.
Yes.
At the Williams sisters. But she had this like teal and it went across her stomach.
She's the girl
and...
that's going to play the next Ariel.
I thought.
I did not.
I loved her dress. I loved it so much.
Too much skin.
That's what I liked about it. And you know what I also liked too was she didn't have like a cut up stomach. It was like nice and soft but smooth and
yes,
like
it was
very
her and her
pretty.
Sister.
Yeah.
And cutouts were a big thing in the night. Like I thought, what was that?
Mad.
What?
Chloe and Hallie.
Chloe
and Hallie. I forget.
And the other one, her sister's hair, I loved too because it was
the
like,
hair was amazing.
So, yeah.
Also, the other one that I thought was incredible was Lupita Nyong'o with the gold, and then she wore gold framed glasses with like her hair up. I was like, just stunned by her. The entire outfit, I just kept going. And then this is a very controversial one, but hello, to number one, Timothée Chalamet. He is the most beautiful. He is so hot. He is so cool. If I were his age, I would have like posters of him on my wall. I'd be weird and creepy. And I love him. I love his energy. I love his spirit. He wore this like really cool. He always takes chances with fashion that I think makes people feel comfortable to do the same. And so, like, he wore this, like, lace jacket that's, like, one of those short from the, like, 90s with no shirt underneath with, like, just a chain. And he looked so rock and roll and so cool. And it was very, very rebellious.
Well,
I'm very
into it. Well, my husband said that last night as we were watching the red carpet stuff. He goes, it just seems so stupid to me that these women – they go all out, and we're talking about like a varied texture on a man's tuxedo, or like my tie's a little bit bigger than yours.
That's how it's been until Timothée Chalamet and some.
I like it when they do something kind of different.
I think
you
see that a lot at the Grammys, but the Oscars tend to be a little buttoned up. So I think men take more risks at the Grammys than they do at the Academy Awards. But I think last night you saw like Wesley Snipes was wearing like a kilt thing. I hated his shoes.
Well, our guy still had a black scrunchie.
Jason Momoa.
His
you
wrist,
mean?
And
here's
he
what I will tell you. He wore,
braid.
I know,
loved it,
and his glasses. He
yes.
wore the same. He wore the same suit that he has worn before because he's such an environmentalist that he's like, I don't need to have something new every time. So they just made him a new shirt, and that like,
great.
I'm like, A+. You can repurpose a dress. You can wear a dress twice. Like, I just think last night's fashion. Although some of it was like, okay, I've seen that before. Red was a real big winner in color. Jennifer Garner.
Yeah.
She looked.
Jessica Chastain.
Jessica
right?
Chastain's dress. I'm not sure how I feel about it. I'm like,
that
I either
green,
love it.
I loved
no,
it.
No, that was the Vanity Fair.
Oh, after party?
After party, which sometimes I think is the best fashion of the night. But her.
Man, if that's the after party.
I know. The after party, I'm like, we wear sweats, right? I'm going to get
I
down on the
I remember what an after
floor.
Prom was like. Yeah.
I wore a sweatshirt.
In case some I could sleep in if I need to.
Well, no,
if
I was.
I get tired.
I'm sorry, I was on student council. I was cleaning up. I had to wear something that I could work in.
So same.
You and me.
You and prom. You and the Oscars.
Hey, if they'll have me, I'll be on cleanup crew. Have me, E. I'll do all the last minute interviews that I'll interview some people nobody
what
cares about.
What are all
about.
These cocktail glasses? There's a garbage can over here, everybody.
I honestly think you and I could host the Academy Awards and we would have the most fun because you and I would be, there would be nothing for us to lose.
No.
We're not
no.
trying to impress anybody.
Oh, God, no.
We're just at a party. We have no business being at.
I
so
would
let
be
us
wearing a
free.
Pair of naturalizers because you know that would be a really long night. And
well,
so I would want a comfy shoe
you know
with
I
a
would
little
change
bit of a
into
heel.
It.
Yeah.
I think you would rock a totally like Academy, like fully fashion forward dress and kill it. I think you would kill it on the red carpet. And here's what I'm going to say about me. I think I would kill it too because I'd wear pants and everybody would be talking about that.
Yeah, why not?
What's her name? My favorite, Ariana DeBose. Last night was a little booby for me. A lot of round, like this, like boobies in the middle, not just cleavage, but all the way to like the stomach skin underneath. And I'm always like, I don't know. The cameras are too good. We see too much stuff. I'm like,
you know,
I don't want that.
Okay, here, this like kind of gets into like the heat of the moment that
yeah,
we were going to talk about, which
yes.
is... My daughter looked up at the screen and she goes, oh, gross, boobies. Why? Because
yeah.
I say to her all the time, I say, nobody wants to see your business.
I
you
know.
You got to cover it up. But when she said, ooh, gross boobies, I said, well, that they're not showing their nipple part. That's like the part that generally.
Side boob and cleavage is perfectly allowed.
But then I wanted her to know that like.
I know it's a weird, I do that with Eleanor too.
But
she's
there's
like,
not a bad thing about nipples. And I'm like, you're going to bust them out when you're feeding your babies at some point. You're going to expect everybody to go like, hey, look at that beautiful part of nature.
I know, but you don't want that at a red carpet. Like, you don't want to see somebody's nipples at a red carpet. At least I don't. And if I am, then I'm at the red carpet and that's cool. So I'm happy to be there. But
she'll jump on that nipple grenade.
Listen, I'll jump on nipple grenade.
Yeah.
I will interview somebody without a shirt on. If I will take off my own shirt just to get onto the red carpet, whatever it takes. I don't think that's going to be the thing that gets me across the finish line if I'm going to brag. But I will say that I think, but this is what we're doing right now is the thing I love about the Academy Awards. I love sitting and chatting about the fashion and
yeah.
talking about the actors and talking about the movies that you don't know. And I love to like, just, it's such a night. When I was single and living in LA and I had nowhere to go. My friend Ava would have a party every year and she'd have a ballot and we would, you would put $5 in. And like, it was the best, most fun night because you would like, you
do a grid.
Oh my God, you do like a grid that, and everybody, you can walk out spending like $100, you walk out making like $100. You have so many fun memories. And
yeah,
the night was always so special. And, you know, of course, because we moved to LA, I obviously have a love for Hollywood. So it's just all the things that fairy tales are made of for me.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
So last night when what we're talking about today is when Will Smith walked up and slapped Chris Rock, my brain could not take what had just happened. My heart couldn't take it because I was sitting there with my children and my husband. We're all, it's like what they would cut to if they were making a movie out of this, because we literally had a bowl of popcorn. Four of us were sitting on a sectional, cozied up with blankets. And I go, what? Like, I couldn't. And they both were like, did he just really hit him? And they weren't like, oh, how embarrassing for Chris Rock. Oh, the PR disaster. They were like, is he okay? Did he get hurt? And I turned off the Academy Awards. Didn't watch the rest. Couldn't do it. Felt sick to my stomach. Started to deep dive how I felt about
it. I mean, this even makes me mad now because it's like shadowing over all the other parts.
100%.
Thank God we didn't end up finishing watching it, because I like trying to get the kids showers and get to bed and all that kind of stuff. We hit pause on it. And then after I'd put the kids down, my husband goes, he sent me the tweet, a video of it, and said, this just happened. And I was like, I was honestly just pissed that, like, I was like, boys,
oh my
fucking
God,
knock it off, man.
Yeah. People. It's ruining it for everybody. And this was, to me, such a display of when people have power that we no longer hold them responsible for their behavior. But here's what I will say about Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. So if you didn't see it, Chris Rock made a joke about Jada Pinkett Smith having a shaved head and that she looked like she was going to be the lead of G.I. Jane 2, which Demi Moore has a shaved head in G.I. Jane 2. So when they cut to Will Smith, he was laughing at the joke. Chris Rock is notorious for roasting people. He's very witty. I thought when he walked out, I was like, thank God we've got Chris Rock saving this show, because it was already kind of a runaway train. And then he said the joke and Will Smith gets out of his chair, walks over and just slaps him. And Chris Rock has no idea it's coming. His hands are behind his back. He's smiling at Will Smith like, oh, Will Smith is going to do a bit with me. And he slaps him. And he then, of course, because it's national television, they delay it. But you don't see what's really happening in there. But there is footage of what really goes down after the cameras are stopped on national TV. And Will Smith is screaming, keep my wife's name out of your fucking mouth. That's what he's screaming at the Academy Awards at a comedian who, by the way, as comedians, I'm like, oh, we've just given everybody a green light to retaliate. If you don't like a joke we're telling, you can just storm the stage and take a shot. That doesn't feel safe or fair or right. And I think Will Smith should have been, taken out of the Academy Awards the moment it happened. He would not get to give his speech. He would not get to be at the Vanity Fair party. But no, we applaud him. everybody who listens to his weepy, stupid
speech.
Well,
I think there's a lot of parts of it to unpack, too, because... like the intentions of both of them,
well,
I think you
yes,
have to look at.
But the alopecia thing, because I forgot, that's the reason he got upset.
The reason supposedly that Will got upset is because, and I do have a friend that has this.
We all have a friend that
it's
has
an autoimmune disease and they lose their hair. He wasn't, so he was being very protective of his wife. Boo. I do wonder if, see, I don't think G.I. Jane is an insult to somebody.
I don't either. I'm like, did you see Demi Moore's body in G.I. Jane? She can do more pull-ups than anybody I've ever met.
A tough lady, superhero, like,
yeah,
action hero.
You know what Jada Pinkett Smith should have done instead of roll her eyes like she's so hurt? She should have put her freaking rock-hard arms that she has up and flexed like the queen she could have been.
Yeah, I don't know.
Roll with it.
I don't know how hurt she was or how hurt he was. But the wrong thing's still the wrong thing, even if it's for the right reasons.
Well, and what you said was, I thought, very accurate, that you said he could have just yelled.
And it would have been a showstopper, too.
It would have been enough. Or he could have, other arguments I've read about or seen on TikTok and different social media channels is like, if he really felt that compelled, he could have gone up and taken the microphone and had a moment. Like, we all make jokes, but my wife's suffering from alopecia. I don't appreciate this joke, Chris. Like, he could have been a better man and been a better example, and it would have, like, brought the house down, and we would all be celebrating him right now. But he did the most impulsive, childlike, gross thing you can do, and he did it to somebody who is hired to make us laugh. Comedy is not for the weak of heart.
And you can tell, though, that Chris... didn't mean for it to hurt. He said, he's like, I'm not gonna say anything. Yeah,
he's like, okay, man, okay. He's very calm. He's trying to compose himself. I think everyone was like, oh God, what do we do now? But like you said, I think it took so much of the joy
away
from the people who were really worth celebrating. Like, I want to say his name right. Troy Kotsur.
Yes.
Who is the first... He's either the first or second deaf man to win an Academy Award. He starred next to Marley Matlin, who won for Children from a Lesser God. She either was nominated or won. But somebody who is deaf won an Academy Award, and we're talking about two boys acting
like
buttholes.
When you're at a wedding and two of the groomsmen get really fucked up and they decide they're going to settle things outside.
Just
like
let
it starts just friendly on the dance floor and then they're like.
Yeah, one's like, you bumped into me as I was doing the Running Man.
Yeah, and the bride's like, you guys, I'm 23 and this is my. We've all been to that. Yeah, it's my night. But I do wonder about this. It's also weird. Do you wonder if he didn't mean to hit him as hard as he did? And because would slap each other?
Yeah, there. I mean, I think.
Did he mean to?
I think
a slap would be funny. And I wonder if he just did it too hard.
I think he was slapping in a reference to say like, I'm going to slap you around a little bit. Like, it's a very demoralizing way to get hit as a dude is to get slapped.
I think so, yeah.
But, I mean, maybe he did measure it a little bit where he was like, if I throw a fist, I'm going to do real damage. But either way, then he measured. And that should have been enough for him to sit down. He had 15 steps before he got to that stage. He had the ability to control his behavior. And he looked like... I just was so disappointed. I'm such a fan. I'm such a fan of his. I didn't think King Richard was the best movie I've ever seen, if I'm going to be honest.
The
but.
Irony also is that King Richard, that guy gets the crap beat out of him and does nothing back because he doesn't want his girls to see it.
Yeah, the irony. He's very like, I'm going to stand on this pulpit. And then the first second that he gets, you know, he just handled it so badly. And then, again, I felt like Questlove, who had done this wonderful documentary about Harlem, who had worked, like Jimmy Fallon can't even talk about it because he starts to cry because he's like, this was Quest's baby. Like, he worked all the time on it. And he was the one that followed this slap. And so we're taking away from this Black artist who is such a, like, significant person. And we took away his time to have a speech. I don't think he... I think he was rattled by it, and the whole, it just sucked. And then it took away from, like, all those people that are going home are like, no one's going to remember this. They're going to remember that.
You know, it's hard to, like, when you're emotional, it's hard to, like, it's hard to win in those moments and, like, make the right decision. Your emotions, anybody's emotions, are not the most important thing in a room. Maybe if you're the widow of the deceased or something right. like that, your emotions are important. So, Will Smith, your anger and your protection of your mom are not as important of all of the people that have lived their life. This is their first time at the Academy Awards.
Or it's their...
Maybe their only time.
Or it's their last time.
And you've been there a ton.
He ruined it.
Yeah, he ruined it. And it's okay to get mad about it. But, like, bite your lip. And you know what else you could have done? If you would have, like, you could have done it afterwards. You could have said, you could have talked about underdogs in your speech about how... You can be the most respectable.
You can rise above it.
Like, for example, somebody just took a dig at my wife.
Wouldn't that have been a wonderful way to say, you know, I'm standing here.
She has an autoimmune disease. And look at how beautiful she is.
She's beautiful. You took a swing at her.
Yeah. You would have won.
You would have won the night. You would have won the night.
Chris Rock would have been the villain of the night.
Yes.
And now it's like.
And he would have had a PR snag, if you will, for some celebrity is a thing that you and I, we don't really battle out. We don't really care. But what I do care about is my two kids saw two grown men, one slap the other in an effort to have his feelings be the most important thing.
Yeah.
And Finn felt sick to his stomach. Eleanor was very scared. Because I'm not trying to overdramatize. I'm just saying.
No, they're heroes.
We all felt like unsettled, and I go, we're just gonna turn it off and we're gonna like go on a dog walk. And Finn, it was the first thing Finn wanted to talk about this morning, and he was like, do you think it could have been fake? Which I think he's so smart, because that is another conversation people are having, if it was staged. And I was like, I wish, y'all.
No.
But that wasn't staged. That was a temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And also, here's the other thing, everyone might be, and as devil's advocate, they might be like, well, what if somebody made fun of you about this thing and it like really hurt my feelings or something? I still feel like I would look at where I'm at and I would try to hold my dignity and I would have handled it after.
Well, I think too, like Will Smith was like a hero when we were kids.
Oh man, Fresh Prince, I never missed a single episode. He's such a hero of mine. And also 6 Degrees of Separation, where he's
an
so
action
good.
Hero.
And he's action hero.
And he's the genie in Aladdin.
Yep.
And my kids.
Whoa. What's come on now. Let's not brag about that one. That was a colossal boo.
Oh, big. Wow.
Everybody's got to have a couple tankers, and that one was it. Yeah, that was a terrible
movie. If you guys are following the podcast, rating and subscribing, I'm going to judge Kristen's Disney choice.
It wasn't a Disney choice. It was, oh my God, Jen, nobody liked that movie.
Version? Did you see it? It's so good.
Robin Williams is the animated genie and the only one that matters. I don't even know why we're talking about Will Smith as the genie.
Did you see all the dancing? It was like Bollywood. It was
yes,
like
that was
so
cool.
Incredible.
It's a live action version of... And also, Jasmine was very good
I'm
in the live
I'm not saying
action.
He was better, but...
Yeah,
my
because
kids
you can't.
Don't know who Robin Williams is, but they do know who Will Smith is.
I just need a second. I want to punch her so bad, but I'm not going to...
You want to punch me?
Just kidding. I'm kidding. Maybe just nudge you. I'm not going to, because I'm in control of my emotions, even though I am fired up. I think the fallout of this is that I hope what everybody does is they're like, I don't want to talk about this anymore. I just want to focus on the people that won that night that are awesome. You know, like I want to just shine the light on them a little bit more, because I don't want to give this more fuel than it's worth. But I felt like as a mom, it was really worth talking about, because right now we're dealing with Finn, who's in sports, and he's at that age where they are very competitive. And Finn has been known to do the diggy or whatever it is, the giddy. I forget. The gritty. Thank you. Not the diggy, not the jiggy. The gritty. The gritty.
I don't know what that
I
is
I know,
either.
Shocker. I know you don't. But he did it when he scored a touchdown. And he also had a little bit of a fit when he struck out. And I was, you know me, I was like at the fence, like strong jaw. And it's the only time I have a wonderful jawline is when I watch my kids' sports teams. Because I'm like, you get your act together. I go, pick up the bat and go to the dugout. And then we had a talk. I go, you're showing off. It's not fun. Nobody likes it. And then when something, you have an error, nobody feels like they are okay with it because you were doing this other thing instead. But like showboating in general, just be a present, humble person. And life will be better. And so we're like, then there's this example from this person who's such a superstar that sort of reinforces what I'm trying to tell my kid not to do.
Well, I think, you know, as time passes after every event, even though everything is a little bit crazy.
She looked like she just farted. She was like, her nose just like smelled something bad. She was like, after every event. Okay, you okay?
Yeah. I think so. No, is that after every event, like you do decide like, well, here's who was wrong and here's who was right. And for whatever Will Smith was right about wanting to defend his wife, he was wrong because you don't.
Yeah.
Fucking do on a lot of levels. You don't do what he did. And it reminds me of like the Janet Jackson, Justin Timberlake Super Bowl thing, because she. Like, Janet Jackson took a lot of heat for that for, like, a really long time. But ultimately, now
is
that I'm
a, when she... So, can you remind me? So, they were doing a halftime show. And I had heard... Is this wrong? Like, I had heard that, like, they had practiced it where it didn't show all that.
They were lying.
Oh.
I think they were lying.
It was, I get lied
they
to
They said
easily.
It was a wardrobe malfunction, but it was like a choreographed thing where she...
And she also had a nipple cover that was like a shape. It wasn't like the ones
like
I wear.
She had like a star around her nipple.
Yeah, that was,
it
like,
was like a piercing
had like
of
glitter
some
in
sort.
It.
Yeah.
Mine are real brass tacks.
But I do... your nipple... What?
Remember those nipple covers I had for that one shirt?
Those,
and they look like chicken cutlets?
Those aren't the same arena as what we're talking about. No, this was like a nipple jewelry.
What was wearing?
Medical Wait. Device of some sort. It was like...
There was a little bit of a lift to it, I'll agree. It looked delightful on.
But
it was like Barbie boobs.
Hers was like... It was like a sun shape. And at the end... Like, I remember not having kids when it happened.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, well, I don't think want my kids to see that. What's wrong with the two of them? And she took a lot of heat for it, which I thought was fine at the time. But now I'm a little bit like...
Yeah, you look back and you're like, there were two people on that stage.
It's not just that. He ripped her clothes off of her breast is what the... And like...
But wasn't that the choreographed thing?
Yeah, so, but like... I don't know. He got no shit for it, though.
Yeah,
the thing.
Janet did get a lot of shit. That's why
he
I
got
just
the
think,
shit for
stick
it.
Stick to what you did. Stick to what they did at the Super Bowl this year.
Just really good
perfect.
Dancing and just really
the
good...
most perfect music. All of my favorite artists, like Snoop, all of them.
The best joke of the Oscars last night was there's three women up here because it was still less than hiring one man.
Yeah.
Which
Amy Schumer delivers it like
so great.
Razor sharp. I love her.
But BT so Dubs, much. She did awesome, was that Ricky Gervais, if anybody's going to get punched
that's
for
what
the
I'm
shit they say, how was it Chris Rock
Chris
for
Rock,
one joke?
I'm sure Chris Rock is like, that's what I got slapped for? Like,
I know.
Ricky Gervais would literally make fun of your dead grandmother if he could. And yet, this is what, he gets a big slap. And Ricky Gervais, if somebody slapped Ricky Gervais, he would start crying and he would fall on the ground dead because he just seems like not the kind of guy that can take a slap.
No.
Chris Rock stood up, like, Chris Rock stood on his two feet, took that slap, and then stood right back up. I was like, is this guy Iron Man?
Well, another funny part is my father-in-law is still staying with me.
Oh, yeah. More week and a half longer.
Thoughts and prayers, everybody. So he thought it was The Rock. Not Chris Rock, but The Rock. He was like, he is a real, real muscular guy. I mean, that
You're
was
like,
a big
no,
move.
Dad.
And I was like, who?
Yeah.
And then my husband was like, oh, you think it's The Rock, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, which is like, fair. But I would, that would be a matchup that I'd be like, Will, you better watch it because he'll roundhouse you back. And you and your entitlement will just fall down,
yeah, I do,
down, down.
I do think that might like break some sort of code because the reason Chris didn't hit him back or like move was he thought he was not going to
He thought it was going to be like
a bit.
Why would Chris Rock think Will Smith would ever lay a hand on him?
Especially in that
venue.
It's
like, and then my husband and I got into it because we like to fight about everything. He's like, well, I think the Academy should be held responsible. I was like, are they supposed to predict that? Like, I mean, granted, it was a different kind of situation because everything was on the floor at the Dolby this year because were still trying to not have too many people in the same group. And so they had everybody kind of sitting far apart and whatever. But it does make me nervous in that, I don't know, but it just feels like the world is not running on, I don't think the word is manners, but we're all so, like, feel like so righteous to have our own emotional reaction to something that we can just tear apart a restaurant in a tirade, or we can yell at someone because they took our parking spot. Like, I'm having a feeling, therefore I'm going to have them outward. And it just makes me upset. It makes me feel unsafe. It makes me feel like you could just be like at the grocery store and accidentally hit someone's cart, and then all of a sudden a fight breaks out. Like, your kids are going to see that.
Oh God.
It's just, we were driving home from, where were we? I had Finn and Eleanor with me. We were at Target. We were driving home, and this car in front of us pulls over, and it's back-to-back traffic because it's LA. These bros pull over and start fist fighting each other out of a car driving a Toyota. I have Toyota. I think Toyota drivers are smarter than that, but nope. So they pull over, get out, and one has his dukes up, like, and the other one's like swinging, and I'm like, none of y'all know how to fight.
Was
like,
he
y'all are getting
like
your eyebrows waxed. You don't know how to fight.
Based on what you were doing with your arms, was he wearing the outfit of the Notre Dame pugilist that's on all of their?
I was actually
put him up.
Yep. And I was like, are they joking? Like, this is not. You guys have never seen ugly drunk guys fight in a bar in the Midwest, because this is not how it looks.
No.
Like, they're all like grunting and trying to keep their pants up.
Got an empty
Bud Light
in one hand.
Yeah, they got a Big Johnson t-shirt on. They're like, I'm about to get ugly. But this was and my kids, of course, they were like drama, and their eyes were up. And I just felt like I didn't want them to see someone get hit in the face. So we just watched the Academy Awards, and then they saw it.
Thanks, Will. It was meant to be yesterday. But I was having this conversation with my brother just yesterday where we were talking about the state of the world, which feels very fitting to what you just said. Exactly. And I said, the weird thing is realizing that you are the adult in the room. Like, we are at the age now where, like, we're excusing, like, crazy things that old people say. It's nothing important. It's not world changing, whatever. We're understanding that, like, young people don't have enough perspective necessarily to, like, know what the right thing to do is. But, like, I expect Will Smith to be the adult in the room.
He is so, like, if I've followed him on TikTok, we're taking a break right now. But I think the way he speaks is so wonderful. He's almost like a preacher. He's
very compelling.
He's compelling the way he shapes his words, his gravelly voice. Like, he can motivate, like, so easily. He's got such power that's been proven with his celebrity and his star power. And I think it's ironic that we shit on the young generation so much that they don't have a brain in their head. But all I saw the young people do last night was handle themselves with poise and grace, and were kind and excited, and handled, like, the gal who was the lead in West Side Story. Her last name is Ziegler. I'm going to say either it's Zegler or Ziegler. And she wasn't nominated, but she also didn't get invited to the Academy Awards, and she's literally Maria. And so they invited her 6 days before the Academy Awards, and she just looked amazing. But she made a funny joke at herself. Her co-host goes, I never thought I would be here. And she goes, I didn't think I would be here until 6 days ago. So, like,
hilarious.
She made a joke at herself with poise and grace and a little bit of self-deprecation. And I was like, enjoy your life in this business because you're amazing. And then someone we think should have enough wherewithal chooses the wrong path in front of everybody. I don't know. I know we're making it a bigger deal, but I think It was a big deal.
Well,
it was a big deal for me. I was very upset.
I'll get in trouble for saying this, so I'll try to use vague generalities. But in my life right now, I'm very tired of toxic masculinity. And I have had to say very recently, like, one of the things that I love about my husband, and this is the joking way that I say it, is he loves a good girls' night, meaning, like, he doesn't think it's insulting or lame or beneath him to spend time in a room full of women. He's just like, these are my peers. These are, like, human beings who are smart and as capable as me, probably can't win a wrestling match against me, but it doesn't mean that, like, he's not dismissive of what we want to talk about or, like, what we find funny or what's intelligent banter for us. It's one of my favorite things about him. And I heard it be insulted the other day, and it's about as mad as I've been in a really long time.
Wait, you heard, dig in, gossip. Wait, you heard somebody say...
From an older generation, insulted sort of the sensitive way that my husband's parents speaks to our daughter, speaks to me, speaks to everyone. It was somebody, you know? And I...
I
was really hot about it. And I wanted to say, like, your way, we are not going to do that anymore. We're not going to promote it. And I'm not giving him a blowjob for acting like he can get out of the car and fight somebody tonight. Yeah. I don't find that attractive.
I find it terrifying.
I'm done with it. And I don't want it, like, I don't want it to be a thing that our kids are going to learn. It's not hot. I know there were women who were like, oh, that's Will Smith defending his wife's honor.
I
think she could kick Chris Rock's ass on her own.
Yeah, she could get up there and literally slap him that's and what he would mattered. Break a tooth.
But it's toxic masculinity that encourages that kind of stuff. And, like, I just can't believe we're going to act like we're okay with it now.
We're not okay with it. We are not okay
with
it.
We're not okay.
We're not okay with it. And you know what I think is so funny when you talk about that? We're, like, sitting in a room full of women on some level is, like, a demotion or because we can't lift the same amount of weight as a man. On some level, that makes us less important. But I'm like, we don't lift weights anymore. We take apart, like, tech and bombs, and we've got small, nimble fingers. So technically, the women are going to be the ones that help save the planet.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that we launched Apollo.
Yeah, like, we're past
our math, and like, discovered the double helix, and, like, this is all old shit, too. It's all ridiculous.
Tit for tat. The truth is, like, you know it when you're sitting around someone who looks at you less than because of your gender or your color or whatever it is.
Or who dismisses what you say because it comes from your mouth as a woman.
We have that happen to us all the time.
All you have, and maybe all you're clinging to is, like, your physical strength. And I'm just done with it.
But I don't know if that's what... I don't know if men...
I think it's caveman logic. I do.
I don't know if I fully... think it is caveman logic, because I almost think that men can sometimes I think that they don't know that them just getting to act on their impulses is already an act of entitlement.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
because
true.
Of that, like, you're like, sometimes you just need to sit and listen. Just sit and listen. That was the whole thing when, like, Me Too came out, when all the things came out. It's like, just be available to listen. And our mutual friend, Chrissy, who's a teacher, and she's, you know, she works with all kinds of kids, and she always just says that, I'm just going to listen. And I think maybe that's what everybody needs to do. Cause when you listen, you get more than if you're having these big impulses and you're having these big moments. But the takeaway is I'm not going to give up on the Academy Awards because it's too big of a night, but I do have a little work to do with my kids to show them that it's a night of, like, where dreams come true and fashion and all the beauty of Hollywood that I fully believe in, that I'm a total geek about.
Yeah.
And ain't one man gonna ruin that for me. But it will take a little bit of work for me to not let it ruin it for my kids.
I tell you that having a DJ helps out a lot, too. I really liked that last night. God, that was
pretty
cool.
You're just saying nothing right.
Didn't like the DJ?
No, I did not like the DJ. I wanted to go back to old school live performances with full dancers. I want to see a show.
but you would rather see the animated version of Aladdin than the live show version with real dancing and singing.
Jen, there is a live performance version of Aladdin that is on Broadway that I would happily see, but I don't want to see the live action one with Will Smith, which I've seen four times, because it is not nearly as good as the animated version with Robin Williams. I don't know why we're having this conversation.
I've
this
never seen the animated version. I have.
Boom!
I really haven't.
That will get you slapped. What is wrong with you?
Didn't it come out when we were in high school?
Yeah, I watched it like 100 times.
I was at parties, I think. I don't know.
Well, clearly I don't get invited to anything. So, great. That's
but
our
we're
going to
get you a job at the Oscars.
I want to work the red carpet and show them what they should be asking, because I've got a lot of questions.
I do have a mom box. We did this post about like,
oh yeah,
tell me you're a mom without telling me that you're a mom. And I have to say, solidly 20% of the comments had to do with the ability to catch barf in your hands.
If you have not caught barf in your hands, you've not lived.
And it's not a skill you know you have until you use it.
Eleanor was a real barfer. Finn was a barfer too. But Eleanor would barf with gusto. I've done it with one hand. I've done it with two hands. I've done it where I like purposely put my shirt up to catch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're just going to have to see my flab because I'm not dealing with this in this the little cart, the seat situation.
Yeah.
I've caught your daughter's barf. I've caught everybody's barf.
It depends on where, because my husband, he's really good at catching barf. And a lot of times I'm like, we're outside. Like, why?
It's an impulse,
it
man.
It is. It is. Just you're the just hand like, reaches out and grabs it. And it's like, you didn't.
Yeah,
you didn't need to do that.
I remember one year Finn and Eleanor both got the flu. 4 days of, you know, both ends. Like, he's like, I'm peeing out of my butt. And I'm like, God. That's the flu. Yep. And then he came home from school sick. And then, of course, Eleanor came home from preschool sick. And I remember they were both, I was like, God, please don't give me more. Because don't make me barf, because I can't handle one more bucket. I was like catching barf in one hand and shoving a bucket underneath another one. And each kid, they looked like they were like had the worst hangovers of their lives. Like as little baby toddlers, it was the saddest thing you've ever seen in your whole life.
That's why it's so dope of moms though, that they just instinctually do it. Cause you're like, I'm helping my child in this moment, but also I'm helping whoever might have to clean this public space.
Yeah.
Airplane or like myself
My impulse is to do the nice thing, which is to catch the barf, not just be like, let her rip.
Exactly.
You know? You just do the nice thing because that's what you're programmed to do as a mother.
Yeah. So good job, moms.
Good job, moms. And thanks for all the comments on that one. Boy, you know when you hit a nerve when they're like, I don't have time to like this. I need to say how I feel about this situation. Yeah, those are always fun.
They were so fun to read. Thanks.
And they make everybody else feel good, too, about this crazy mom game.
Yeah. Oh, I think, somebody else does that, too.
I think I already covered a hot flash, which is Timothy Chalamet.
Shout out to that guy.
Tim. If anybody knows him, can we get him on
nudes?
The
can we get nudes? Can we get no, nudes tested?
I don't
to
want
us?
I just said.
Wait, no, is he young? I don't know.
He's
who
pretty
he is.
Young. He's
really?
26.
Oh God, that's not that young. Did I just scream into the microphone?
You just did such
26?
An old lady.
Oh God.
All of a sudden I saw it's like front
me.
And center at like a Thunder for
Take
Down Under show.
Timothy. Yeah. No, I thought he was like under 20. I thought you were going to say like 19. I was going to barf at myself.
No.
But 26. Come on.
Yeah, he's like 26 and he's darling. But that's what I think when I see him. And I was like, I'm like, oh, if I were young again, he would be such a fox. But like now I'm
that's a grown,
I say the word fox.
Grown so ass man. But that, yeah.
Javier Bardem, by the way.
Who's at a Thunder Down Under show?
Australian
the
man.
Fox. That guy's
and the
foxy.
Fox said,
I think,
doo, 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 doo.
I think that guy's neat.
I think that guy's neat. That guy's a.
Yeah.
That guy looks like a hoot.
26 is that's a grown man.
That's a very
that
admirable
age. That is an age of a man who's going to get too drunk at a wedding And then get in a fight with another groomsman.
But still be able to totally make out.
Probably.
Oh, my God. 26, their engine never stops. Hello.
That's our podcast.
I'm sorry.
No, she's not.
On a good note.
Bye.
Bye.